This is ANMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The ANMA Radio News at 11. I'm John Sharif. Good morning. The 31st progress report of the United Nations on Liberia says the security situation in the country remains generally stable. The report stresses that a series of violent incidents demonstrate the continuing potential for destabilization arising from growing social tension in layoffs and concessions, land disputes, limited access to livelihood opportunities, among others. Published February 2016, the report says mob justice resulted in several incidents targeting particular individuals suspected of involvement in armed robberies and ritualistic killings. It said such incidents appeared to be on the increase during the reporting period. The report was presented to the UN Security Council on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Special Representative of the Secretary General, SISG, and Coordinator of UN Operations in Liberia, Fariz Zarif, has said both the government of Liberia and the United Nations Mission in Liberia, ANMIL, are confident that the priority targets in the country's security transition plan will be met by June 30, the deadline for Liberia to take full responsibility for its own security. Briefing the United Nations Security Council Thursday, the SISG said, meeting the deadline set by the Security Council requires sustained political commitment. Mr. Zarif stressed that more concerted efforts by the executive and legislature are required to ensure the urgent enactment and implementation of critical legislation relating to the security sector, citing the Draft Firearms and Ammunition Control Act, the Police Act, and the Immigration Service Act. The SISG added that the mission remains engaged with the Liberian security agencies to advance the development of institutional structures and legal frameworks for the justice and security sectors, as well as the establishment of accountability mechanisms through mentoring and training. The Paramount Young Women Initiative, PAYOWI, is conducting civic and voters' education training campaigns for the first-time young women voters. Speaking during the opening session of the training, the program officer of PAYOWI and 2015 Community Solutions Program fellow said the training is aimed at educating 100 young female students to strengthen their skills and understanding in facilitating civic engagement interventions during the 2017 general elections and other democratic processes. According to Fasia Harris, the first batch of 50 out of 100 female students will now benefit from a two-day Her Vote Counts training for first-time young women voters. Fasia said at the end of the training, beneficiaries are expected to work with PAYOWI as peer educators to help create more information for first-time voting population, increase first-time young voters' turnout rate, reduce barriers, and improve the quality and efficiency of the electoral process, among others. She added that plans are underway to complete the training for another 50 first-time young women voters in April 2016. The news is coming to you from ANMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Kurdish militant group TAK says it carried out Sunday's deadly attack in the Turkish capital, Ankara. In an online statement, it said the attack, which killed 37 people, was in revenge for military operations in the mainly Kurdish southeast. The TAK, an offshoot of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party PKK, had already said it was behind another bombing in Ankara last month. Authorities in Turkey have blamed the latest attack on PKK. In a further development, Germany closed its embassy in Ankara and its consulate and a school in Istanbul on Thursday. And finally, at least 16 Palestinian pilgrims have been killed in a bus crash in southern Jordan. They were traveling from the West Bank to Saudi Arabia when the bus overturned in a remote area. Two children are reported to be among the dead. The driver lost control about 320 kilometers south of the Jordanian capital, Amman. Dozens of passengers were injured and several are said to be in a critical condition. Most of the victims were from the West Bank city of Jenin. One of the casualties, Azaz Ibrahim, said passengers were hurled around by the impact. That's the ANMA Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on ANMIL, you can log on to www.anmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/anmil2003, or twitter/anmilnews. I'm John Sharif. Good morning.